أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم طريقتنا الصحبة والخير في الجمعية مدد يا سيدي الدسول يا سلطان الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله we gathered again for another dhikr الحمد لله dhikr is the water of the soul which we all need and sharia also means a path to water. Tariqah also means a path. Ibadah actually also means to make a road, to make a way. But it's in such a way that it's there's no way yet. There's no street, no way, no path, but you're making it. That's what Ibadah actually means. So while worshipping, we're on a path. This is undeniable. We're on a path. And in Tariqah, we want to be on a path. That's what the point of Murid is. We want to be on the path. And on this path, of course, in Islam is in, subhanAllah, such a beautiful religion. So many, it's like a diamond. You can look at every side and it's so beautiful. And there's so much to learn, so much to study, so much to do. And even though we say, yes, we follow the four madhahib, we accept them, we follow them. Also, which is the Hanafi, the Maliki, the Shafi'i, and Hanbali, we follow the schools of Aqidah, which is the Ash'aris, the Maturidis, and the early Atharis. But it's not our focus. Even though we know these things, we should study them, we should apply them, but it's not our focus. Our focus is to go on the path, to reach, to become more and more immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose. The purpose is to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the focus. And there's so many beautiful distractions. Like Jalaluddin Rumi, he said, what if I told you that a king would send someone and said to this man, go to that country and bring me this one thing. He said, this man goes and he goes to the market. He sees all these beautiful things. He buys a lot of stuff. And he sees the country, the culture, the people. He did so many things. And then Imam Jalaluddin Rumi asks if the man would come back. And he did everything except the one thing the king asked. Did he actually do something? No, it is as if he did nothing. And that is the opportunity we have to do something and to become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that, again, it's such an important point. We're not here for academics. And Muslims, mashallah, we are so caught up in academics, so much caught up in academics. But what we do, one of the obstacles on the way is the ego. One of the starter murids, he asked one of the awliya, he said, please show me my ego. And then this wali said, if I show it to you, you'll go crazy immediately. Because it's too much to handle. But bit by bit, you get your ego. That's why not long ago, Sheikh Hassan said a beautiful thing, such a beautiful thing. He said, one of the big gifts of tariqah is that you get to see your ego. You'll see it. You'll be confronted with the ego. And so the ego has characteristics. But Mawlana said, it is like it's a buraq. It's a vehicle also for us to make a journey. Now, if you say this to Muslims, they would say, "What's the dalil for this? What is the dalil? Where you get that this is a what is it true?" But then you tell him, "You believe in DNA. You believe that inside of you there are all different worlds. Alameen worlds. You can go on the level of the neutron. You can go lower and lower. The quarks. You can all this level in the human body." They say, "Yes, of course, this is true." Isn't it the non-Muslim who told you this? He did some research, some falsification. He used some of the philosophical, scientific theories. He did it. I'm not saying we don't accept it. It's scientific knowledge. It can be a source of knowledge, no problem. But they say, no, this is yes, master. This knowledge is true. But when the inheritor of the Prophet comes, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the awliyaullah, they speak things they've seen, which is also falsifiable. Because if you do the things, you get the same results. This is falsifiability, and this is a sign or is a proof that something is real. This is a real fact. Well, you see the awliyaullah, they all say the same thing. If you look at all the awliya, they all did the same work, which is be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the Quran and the Sunnah. And that's why in these majalis, in these sohbats, in this tariqah, the tariqah of Sheikh Nazim and Sheikh Muhammad, you find nothing outside of the Quran and Sunnah. This is the closest to the Quran and Sunnah. Even our dhikr is not loud dhikr, it's silent dhikr. But if you do those things and you're sincere with Allah, all these add up, then things happen. You start to see things. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So this is a sign that this is real. And for that, Maulana was saying about the ego, that we need to be really careful with the ego. And it is one of the knowledge that the Muslims are not focusing on. The ego, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَنَعُوذُ مِن شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا. We seek refuge from the evil of our egos. And the ego is a monster. But when you tame it, it's a beautiful buraq. But if it's a monster, it has characteristics. And one of them is anger. Important that Maulana said. You know, when it comes to the ego, there's so much aspects to the ego. But one thing is, a brother asked me a question. He said to me, he asked me to speak about this at this moment, about how do you connect with the Shaykh? How do you do it? How do you make this connection? Well, the first thing is, we cannot make connection. This is the most important thing to understand. That the tariqah of Shaitan is that he thinks I can go to Allah through myself. The moment when Allah said, make sujood for Adam, he came with me. I'm better than him, I'm fire, I. That's not our way. Our way is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the Prophet said, kanzun min kunuz al-jannah. This is a treasure from the treasures of paradise. That all power is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not that we can seek a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we connect with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, the love we feel for Rasulullah is his love for us. The only thing is we have obstacles, like an obstruction, like something that blocks it. For example, kufr, your unbelief. And even sometimes then, a kafir can sleep, sees the Prophet in his dream, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, becomes Muslim. This happens. But we want to take all the things that block the heart from this nur and from this love, to take it away, one by one. That's why Jalaluddin Rumi again, he is such a perfect translator of these meanings. That's why his book is Mathnawi ya Ma'nawi. He says these are all these meanings, these spiritual meanings, I put them in two verses. Mathnawi means two verses. In two by two verses, two by two, I'll explain all these spiritual meanings. But he's saying it's a wall between you and the love, and you just have to take the wall away. That's all it is. And the wall is like jealousy and which is one of the big ones, jealousy, anger, all these sins, all these things, these are the walls, and we want to get rid of them. Now, the point with la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is that sometimes when we're on the path, we can lose hope sometimes. Because sometimes our ego gets us. Sometimes we get addicted to things, maybe to sins. And that's why addiction is one of the really difficult things that people have to deal with. Because the ego is strong. But the way you do what you have to do, and that's why tariqah is a package. It's not just Islam. Yes, Islam you can study endless. But tariqah says, here is a package, do it. Clear. These are the sunnah you have to do. These are the nawafil. These are the dua. Everything as close as possible to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And you just go on the journey. The earlier you start in your life, the better it is. Because Imam Ghazali would say, it's like you want to chop a tree. The older you get, the less strength you have. And the stronger the tree. So make it now. Especially when you're of youth, when you're young, this is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. طريقتنا صحبة والخير في الجمعية. مدد يا سيدي تسرع سلطان. So anger. Anger is one of the, Maulana described anger as it is the defense mechanism of the ego. So when you start to grapple with the ego, and the moment you do this, when you really do it, you can feel young again, like you were young. Because when you're young, you have these moments when you're young that you start worshipping. And then you think, oh, I lost the worship through some addiction or some sins or whatever. But the moment you do that again, for example, you start fasting again, you get the feeling, ah, subhanAllah, I feel like this like 4 years ago. Because in reality, we are in the same place. Even though you fall in sin, Shaitan wants to make you believe you fall from the path. No, you're in the same place. But you didn't just progress. We were doing all these other things in life. And in time, we progress. But on the spiritual path, we stay the same. And that's why everything we do, we try to take another step on the path, another step on the path, another step on the path. So everything we do comes closer to this journey. And that's why all we need to do is take one step. That's it. Take another step. And do the things we should do the moment we enter in the tariqah. Then we should do it. But maybe, you know, when you climb something and the instructor sees, oh, with your climbing skill, there's going to become a difficult spot and you're going to fall down. So the best thing for you is to stop now. So he stops you. So that's why sometimes in the tariqah, We feel, I lost motivation, I can't do it, I can't worship. And we think we fell. No, you didn't fall. We just stopped on that specific spot. We just need to continue. Maybe you need to learn something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about yourself, about your character with people, many things. This is also a type of ma'rifah, to know, then what is it specific? And then you get to do that Quran we should read, or this dala'il al-kharat, or this dhikr, or this tahajjud, or this, whatever it is. And then we take another step. And all the other things, and really, all the other things in life we do, you know, doesn't mean that much. It's important to do these obligations, but in the end, and also it starts with prayer, and especially Mawlana said, and I'm speaking to everyone, especially to myself, the Fajr prayer. Mawlana said the Fajr prayer is the most important prayers. One of the is the most important prayer, because all the rizq also is distributed. The spiritual risk, the financial risk, the emotional risk, the mental risk. Everyone speak now about mental health. Mental health, you cannot do nothing yourself to change. It's impossible. What's the proof? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu ma'a sadiqin. All you who believe, be with the sincere people. Who were the sincere people? They say it was Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, and Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu wajhal kareem. There's different, in the tafsir you get different ones. What's the story behind this? We mentioned the story. There was a jihad, I think it was Tabuk. And this three sahaba, they were doubting. Time for jihad, but my ego, let me just. And then they missed, actually, the Prophet and the sahaba went. And they were left behind. And when the Prophet ﷺ came back, the Prophet and the sahaba, they were ordered to boycott these people, these three. And they, emotionally, they were just finished on the inside. Because they said, I was sitting next to the Prophet, wanted to see him, he would turn his face. And I said to the other side, he would turn his face. Even the sahaba would just completely ignore me. Tough, and they were separated from their wives. Really tough. وَعَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا In the Quran is mentioned, Surah At-Tawbah. But before this ayah, be with the sincere people. There was the solution to the ego thing. If the ego is heavy, that's why when the nafaqa Hanzala said one time, oh, I became a hypocrite. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, what are you saying? How can you, what do you say hypocrite, which is a heavy word? He said, yeah, I'm a hypocrite because when I met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have all this, mashallah, all this spirituality and khashya and jannah, nar. When I go to my house and I'll do all my things, I forget it. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, oh, I have it too, actually. This is the same for me. Let's go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they explained this to him. And it's such, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave such an amazing answer. He said about this, he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدْهِ First he swears, by the one in whose hand my soul is. This is really strong emphasis. إِن لَوْ تَدُومُونَ عَلَى مَا تَكُونُونَ عِنْدِي مِنَ الذِّكْرِ وَفِي الذِّكْرِ Sorry. إِن لَوْ تَدُومُونَ عَلَى مَا تَكُونُونَ عِنْدِي وَفِي الذِّكْرِ If you were to stay as you are with me and in dhikr, which is a sign you have dawam in dhikr, means the dhikr can go on. The Prophet ﷺ is saying this. If your state when you're away is the same as with me, and the dhikr continues, means the heart goes on. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? لَصَافَحْتُكُمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَ Angels will come to shake your hand. The Prophet swore, right? This is not metaphorical. He swore. Why are you going to swear and then give a metaphor? No. They're actually coming. وَعَلَى فُرُوشِكُمْ Your beds even they would come. وَفِي طُرُقِكُمْ And even on the roads, they would come to you to shake your hands. وَلَكِنْ يَا حَنْضَلَى سَاعَةً سَاعَةً But oh حَنْضَلَى Time for this and a time for that. So it's like this. Ups and downs. So that's why the ultimate key, and this is what all of the Muslims should know, is to be connected to the people who are connected to the Prophet ﷺ. Because the Sahaba had this, they were with the Prophet ﷺ, and they got this state after. When they look at history, yeah, the Muslims went there, and in some places they didn't, for example, in Indonesia, and they saw their akhlaq. Just akhlaq. They saw the Sahaba who just has seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They saw the sun. Of course they would convert. But now we are a million Muslims, and most of them denying awliyaullah. They say, no, this is not, this is just. But this is the Quran and Sunnah. Clear Quran and Sunnah. In the text of the Quran and Sunnah, not even interpretation, text. وَفِي الذِّكْرِ You continue with the dhikr. But for that we need to realize, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ Only Allah can pick us up. So for the brother who asked how to make connection with the Shaykh, first of all, I don't know. But what we do know is Allah can connect us. The connection comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The connection comes from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what he said. Being with me, he gets the state. That's what the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also with the Shaykh. Being with him gives you the state. But what we need is adab. That's all. Adab with each other, adab with our families, adab with our wives, our children, with everyone. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, one time he was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man came, he said, اِطَّلَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. A man will come from the people of paradise. And a second time this happened, in another day, the Prophet said it again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A third time this happened, a man came, and the Prophet, before he came in, said, اِطَّلَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. A man of paradise arose upon you. And then Abdullah ibn Amr al-As, he was a smart, young man, smart. He wants to know what this is, the secret of this man. So he went to this man and said, can I spend a few days with you? And in that time, if you are a guest, you said, Dayf lillah, I'm a guest for Allah. 3 days you can just be guest. That's how it was. So he was a guest with him. And he described this man. He said, me myself, he said, I would, you know, make tahajjud in the night and just sleep. I would make fajr and just finish. I would fast in the day. He would just eat. So here's this one sahabi eating. He's fasting, making qiyam. Also important to know about the sahabi, the famous hadith about Som Dawood. You can fast one day, eat one day. And that the Prophet ﷺ advised the sahabi, is this heavy for you? Better do less, for example, Monday or Thursday or three in the month. He said this to this sahabi, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, to this one. But he was so, and he said, I did anyway. The Prophet advised me, I did Som Dawood, one day fasting, one day eating, and I regretted when I became old. Because it was heavy for me. He used to make the khatam of Quran in one night, in one day. And the Prophet ﷺ said, maybe do in more time. So you won't get, you know, malal. You won't get used to it too much. So it doesn't get, you become fed up. In other words, I try to find a dignified word for Quran. But malal, you get, you know. Make it once every month, the Prophet ﷺ. But not more than once in 3 days. That's the maximum. This sahabi is the one who was in this house checking what does this person do. And then, subhanAllah, the sahabi, after 3 days, he said, I said nothing special. He said to him, listen, I came to you as a guest. I just wanted to know what your state is. Because the Prophet said this about you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is your secret? In other riwayah, the sahabi said, I won't tell you. You have to go back to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet said to Sayyidina Abdullah, give him order that I told him that you have to tell him, that he has to tell you. So he went back. And then he says to him, he says, okay, now the Prophet ﷺ gave the order, I'll tell you. I go to sleep having no ill feeling to no Muslim. That's what I do. I make sure I look at my heart, I have no ill feeling. But you have to understand, at that time, maybe some of the Sahaba, they fought each other. Maybe in Badr, they fought their own families. So someone fights, can kill your brother and then becomes Muslim. That's what you're going to do. You're going to hate this person? No, he's your brother. Now we become upset, mashallah. I have no brothers years. Years, subhanAllah, years, years. And they just start to hate you. Over nothing. Gharib, it's gharib. It's really strange. But this sahabi, and look what Sayyidina Abdullah says. He says, هَذَا الَّذِي لَا نُطِيقُ. This is the thing we cannot carry. This is the thing we cannot carry. And Abu Darda, when he describes the Abdal, the 40 awliya Allah, which is mentioned in hadith, no one can deny this, that don't curse all the people of Sham, because there are 40 abdal, there are 40 special awliya. When one dies, another comes in its place. Always 40. Different hadith. What does Abu Darda say about them? They treat nusr, they have complete sincerity with all the Muslims. They don't get their state from a lot of fasting and a lot of prayer. No, it's their impeccable akhlaq, the inner reality of loving every brother. And that is the challenge. And that's the real work, the real path. People become so rich in life. You see them, you know, they become famous. I'm speaking about non-Muslims. They still have really petty, petty things. Like they fight, they're jealous, and this is a bestseller, this one is... It's nonsensical things. But the real work, they didn't do it. And may Allah make us of those who do the real work. This is so important that we don't have regrets after in life. So may Allah make it easy for us. May Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا خِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that we have no rancor, no ill feeling to any Muslim, anyone. Forgive quick. When someone does it, apologize and forgive. Finish. And if people don't apologize, forgive anyway. Because no need. And that's why the principle of the path is to be indifferent if people accept you or reject you. It shouldn't matter. But the Naqshbandi way is the highest way. طريقتنا الصحبة والخير في الجمعية. It's easy to distance from people and say, I don't care. But no, it's to love them at the same time. And still, if they don't, you don't care. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah forgive me. May Allah bless you. بحمد الحبيب, بحمد الفاتحة.